This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What? Another example of how stupid parents are nowadays. You people are so dumb. What are you doing?
I hope it was clear to everyone. I did it on purpose where I said, all right, Steve, as you're writing your angry texts to 51059, understand the one person in the room who is not a parent and really has no responsibility over any children ever and is restraining order like prohibited from having any authority over children is the one judging parents.
Yes, exactly. That's because you
me saying all that is supposed to sting.
No, you're on my side.
Because I'm kind of in the middle. I don't have my own kids. I have my nephews that I have stepped up and helped.
You still
with.
Have a dog in the hunt.
I don't think I do because
dogs
don't
count as kids.
I agree with
am I helping?
That.
What side am I on?
No, but like I know that I would not. I would be a good mom in the sense of like boundaries or whatever, but like supporting financially, trash. So I'm not going to have kids because I don't want to put them in that.
No, that's the sign of a good parent right there, Aaron, that you're not going to be.
So I'm such a good parent that I'm such
not
a bad.
Have
I don't.
Constantly
which one?
Financially.
Can you explain where your assessment of all these parents being stupid is coming from?
I just read this article real quick. 40%
okay,
of parents.
Okay, let me just say this. You didn't read the article because you're reading now. If you had actually read it, you'd be able to summarize it now. But now you're looking down and trying to prove
wants
that
to
you read
the
it.
He statistic right.
He read.
You do the same
you
thing.
You read the headline. I saw an article. You're trying to pretend to be learned and go, oh, I was perusing as I was in the bubble bath. Lavender today, by the way.
Very relaxing.
It is. I put a tint of eucalyptus in there just to open up the nasal cavities.
Eucalyptus in the shower, though? Do it. Just have it dangling from the shower.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. It's so nice.
It is. We do that.
Really
I love it.
Want
she's right.
Dangling things in your shower.
No, I really... At my age, Steve, everything's dangling in the shower.
You'll take it.
I'm just a dangle. No, I really want... I desperately want a sauna.
Oh,
I
yeah.
want a sauna so there's bad. The... I just want to be able to go in there. Mm. And like the good ones I've seen, they have the dangling. And then they also have one that you take, like you have one on the wall, like bunched up. And then you grab it and hit yourself with it.
What?
it's a real
thing. What? Like, no.
No. Have you ever had like a, when I had the airplane door accident, they were trying different alternative medicines to try to get my weird soft tissue damage to get better. And they sent me to this, I swear to God, there's this place at Colfax. And
that's a...
Okay, stop, just let me finish.
You're selling it.
No.
Colfax.
It's like this alternative. I remember the guy was named Tien Do. And he was like a chiropractor dude, but like very Eastern medicine chiropractor dude. And then he was like, you have to go to this massage place. And so I go and it is a 320-pound Russian woman who like it's a super dark, hot room. And she's like just beating the crap out of me with her hands. And then all of a sudden she leaves and comes back. With like tree branches, with like leaves or whatever, and then she's just like, "What?" And just like, just beating the living, and it was odd. Like, it's supposed to, like,
it was awesome.
Are you mad at me?
Like, I'm sorry, okay, I swear. But, like, so you go through that, and then I watched a video because I really do want a sauna. And there was like somebody, we're supposed to be talking about parenting, by the way, but like somebody was sitting in their sauna and they just poured the water over the rocks, and yeah, then it gets all steamy. And they reach over and they grab a thing, like, whoosh, 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 and they're hitting themselves with the leaves. And I was taken back to this Olga woman just pounding on me. Yeah, I'm like, so if I buy a sauna and your name is Olga, I will invite you over to thwack me with eucalyptus.
In my experience, anytime anyone's been like, dude, you gotta check out this massage place, I've been like, I don't need to take advice from you. I think I know where this is heading.
Okay, so anyway, how did we get to sauna from bad parenting?
No, this is much more interesting.
No, but what was your thing? It was like...
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're right. I read the headline.
Yeah, 47% of parents
still financially support adult children. Yeah, parents, let us two go financially ruined to keep those financially ruined people alive. That makes no sense. Let's all go bankrupt together.
Okay.
Kick these people the hell out of your house. Tough love. Enough's enough.
There's a difference between tough love and being not able to afford everyday things.
You mean parents can't afford everyday things for their...
No, the kids can't. Which is why they're relying on the parents. Why I am relying on my family, because I do not make enough with my three jobs.
I know. But
does anyone understand the backstory? Pull up a chair while this Netflix series begins on Steve, the wayward son whose parents like whapped him off with eucalyptus to try to get him off the nipple till he was 22 years old and finally had like lost his V card, like, and and decided to get his own apartment. You had a failure to launch as well.
I did, and they tough loved me. They said, can you go find something, just anything, get the hell out of
but
here.
You didn't, and they like eventually you did. How old did. Were you? Well, the first thing you did was just go to a different relative. You just went to your sister instead.
So we were roommates for a while.
And they were roommates.
All I'm saying is,
and we still sponged off the parents. You know,
she's sponging off the parents. You're sponging off of her.
There's nothing wrong with that. But eventually, kids, you're wrecking your parents financially. They're going to go bankrupt, and then you can't afford to take care of them. No one can afford to take care of each other anymore.
No one can afford to live. I think that's it.
Yes. So?
Yeah.
You're not listening to what she's saying.
So parents...
They have... If we don't take care of our kids until they're like 26...
Someone else will.
Well, it depends on your definition of living, right? Like, because I was... Not Steve's situation, but I like got off. I was told I could never come home again. So, by my dad.
Like, legit.
And it was like one of the best things he's ever said to me. I don't know
did
that
he,
my mom
he
knows he said that to me, but
he
no.
He did it on the download.
Kind of whispered in my ear.
Yes.
Kind of like, get
like
the hell out of here.
Giving you that big hug is like, you're never coming back.
Exactly. Coming back.
Yeah. So, I lived in a terrible apartment with terrible
yes.
roommates
yes.
for a long time and
yes.
until I got out of it. So, like, I lived on my own, but it was not like what I wanted to do, but I like made it work until, and then it also made me be like, I don't want to do this forever. So there's something to be said about like the tough love aspect of like, maybe it's just going to suck for a while.
So what do you think is the right answer, Steve? You can't just kick him out.
Kick him out, because then give him that opportunity like T-Hack. He actually ran with it and did well. If it doesn't work out for him, then you can always come back there. You got to be tough one.
Now, my
one
dad
time.
Made it clear I could not come back.
My parents literally converted my room into a computer room as my car
Brilliant.
Was pulling out of the driveway.
Brilliant.
They literally moved a desk into my room. I came back like 2 weeks later, and my crap was gone.
How long after that were you gone from their house then?
I was gone already. I couldn't, like, when I ever came back, like, in between tours, I had to sleep on the couch in the basement. There was no place for me to stay.
And look how they you were turned not- out. Everything turned out
fine. I am not the example. So what would you want? Would you be better, Aaron? Do you think you'd be a better person? Because you would make it work.
Well, and I did.
You'd be living with seven people. You'd
right,
be living
I had,
in a commune.
Which I agree is maybe not the best thing, but it is important to learn that. So I had previously moved out, had a roommate, and then was like, I can't afford this, moved back in.
At least she tried. At least she gave it.
So, but you said parents who help their kids are idiots. Is Aaron's mom an idiot?
Because kids are never going to do what Aaron did and go out there and do it themselves. That's why they have to be shoved over the cliff or out of the house.
Would you like to start a new business where you're the bird pusher? You're like, you just, Steve will come over to your house. Yes. If you're having a hard time getting him out of the nest,
I'll shove him.
Steve will take your kid to the highest point of your house.
Whoa.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.